If you have a good view of the sky this weekend, you might see two of the brightest planets collide, or at least appear to. Jupiter and Venus will be in conjunction starting tomorrow, and joining us now to talk about what that means and how to see it is Diana Hanakainen, observing editor at Sky and Telescope. Diana, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
Well, this is really exciting for a lot of people. So Jupiter and Venus will be in conjunction. Tell us what that means.
Conjunction is the apparent close approach of two or more solar system objects so that they appear in almost the same position in the sky as viewed from Earth. They're not really physically close in space, though. For example, right now, Jupiter is about six times farther from us than Venus, but they appear close together because of the angle of the line of sight.
And how rare is that, to just be sort of, about a half a degree apart?
With Venus and Jupiter, it's not particularly rare. For example, the last one was the last conjunction where they were this close was about 5 years ago, and the one before that just a couple of years before that. And the next one is like in a year's time. But it's such a pretty sight that it's worth catching each time. You know, seeing two distinct solar system objects so close in the sky, it's pretty exciting.
So what is particularly notable about this to a professional observer like yourself, if these are not highly unusual events?
What I personally love about this, and I think most of my colleagues feel the same, is that it's such a wonderful occasion. It's an accessible naked eye sight. Anyone can see it. You don't need special equipment for it. And that means that everyone could get a taste of the thrill of observing a celestial event. And when we have an event like this, we can talk about it like we're doing right now, and we can share this passion that we have for the night sky and get everybody else excited about astronomy.
So you can see it with the naked eye. You don't need any special equipment. What's the best time to look for this over the next couple of days?
You are going to have to set your alarm and get up early tomorrow morning.
Okay.
You'll want to be out there by about 4:45 a.m. or 5 a.m. at the latest.
Okay. And where in the sky?
You should look low toward the east or southeast. And if you have a clear horizon in that direction, that's all the better.
And Mars and Saturn will also be nearby as well.
They will. They're a little bit higher up and to the right of the close pairing of Jupiter and Venus. And over the next couple of days, so if you don't make it tomorrow morning, if you've overslept or something, don't despair. Jupiter and Venus will still be fairly close in the mornings to come. And Venus will slowly recede from Jupiter. It'll go further away from Jupiter, further down toward the horizon. And in a couple of mornings' time, we will have a beautiful line stretching across the east-southeastern horizon of Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn.
Wow, four planets. That's amazing. So there's a partial eclipse of the sun on Sunday that will only be visible in parts of South America. But tell us briefly about the lunar eclipse that we'll see in a couple of weeks, about 20 seconds.
Oh, that's going to be really exciting. On Sunday, May 15th, in the evening, the moon will slip into Earth's shadow, and we will start to see the moon's disk darken and slowly turn a burnt orange and red. And it should be beautiful here on the East Coast, provided skies are clear.
Okay, 4:45 a.m. tomorrow morning. I've got it down. Diana Hanakainen, thank you so much, observing editor at Sky and Telescope. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.